Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. College football playoff. Halfway to a national championship matchup. Miami beat Ole Miss last night. Oregon and Indiana play tonight right here in Atlanta. We'll get back into some NFL conversation at 1:20 as well. An hour away from the AMA where the phone lines will be open. We'll make some picks against the spread in just a minute and play Sports Jeopardy as well.
They were talking, I saw this one thing, and you know, we talked about where Super Bowl is, right? They were talking about the home team's average distance from the actual city they play in. That's the longest, the furthest one of them
all. Got to be.
Yeah, it's the furthest one of them all. And I was just thinking about, like, yeah, I mean, I've been to San Francisco. Like, there's no, like, you can take a damn private jet from San Francisco.
I bet some people do.
I mean, that's how far it is.
Like,
or helicopter, man.
It's like,
it's in the middle of nothing.
Wait, it's far.
And it's like, it's like literally in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, you leave in San Francisco.
Is it as far as Macon is from Atlanta?
It's not that far.
Not that far?
I don't think it's that far.
But it's, like, close, though.
It's probably, the way they were describing it, it's probably about 40 minutes without traffic. Right. So, yeah, they said 40 minutes without traffic. So,
but there's always traffic.
But there's always freaking traffic there. There's always freaking traffic out there. But I thought about you. I saw that yesterday.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
I read one. They have baseball versions of that, too. The stadium that's furthest from what is considered, like, the downtown.
Yes, yes.
The Braves, I think, are the second furthest.
Really?
Yeah. The Texas Rangers
are one of them.
Yeah, because Arlington's pretty far from Dallas, I guess, but... Yeah.
And the new one's in Fort Worth. The new one's not in Arlington, I don't think.
Okay.
But it's all so far, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, they're in Smyrna. They're close to my house.
They're over there. The Smyrna Braves, baby.
I remember during the World Series when Joe Buck said something about Marietta.
Oh,
and I was like, well, you're not in Atlanta.
Right.
Technically, the address is.
But they didn't redraw the line.
You're definitely not in Marietta.
Hold on. The address...
The battery.
I've never paid attention to that.
Yeah.
But it's an Atlanta address?
Uh-huh.
Atlanta zip?
Yeah.
Because they
all that, really?
Yeah.
Even
though it's in Smyrna.
Oh, okay. never paid attention to that.
Technically, I'm not
it's
in
Cumberland,
Smyrna.
And it, technically, if you wanted to, I think they just redrew the line, though.
We're in Atlanta. We're in Atlanta, too. We're not in Smyrna city limits.
But your address has Smyrna on it.
I don't think so.
Oh, it does it?
I don't know. Maybe it does. You might be right. I guess I should probably know.
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Unincorporated Cobb County.
Unincorporated.
Lawless. We can do whatever we want.
I'm pretty sure you can write almost anything in the city, and they just go by zip code
They know the zip code. Anyway.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing. I did not realize that well, yeah, I know where they can do all that. But if it's Atlanta, Atlanta's a public transportation city, right?
Throw
a martyr out there.
Trust me.
Throw a martyr out there.
I would love that more than anything.
Would you ride the martyr to work if they had it?
I would ride, if they had the MARTA up and down Atlanta
Road. Out of your mind.
Our house is so old that there used to be a trolley station across the street where that park is,
uh-huh.
And you could ride the trolley from there to Midtown.
Really?
Back in the day.
Oh, wow.
So public transportation, when my house was built 100 years ago,
well, so
is better than it is now.
So there's a possibility that they could do that.
Nah, there's not. Well, yeah, I mean a possibility. Yeah, yeah. Feasibly, yeah. But it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if there was a MARTA line up and down Atlanta Road that stopped here at Colony Square, I would ride that every single day.
Yeah.
I would take the kids to school, come back home, eat some breakfast, do a jump rope workout. Take a shower.
You still on that jump?
Get on the train. No, I'm back running.
Oh, okay.
I'm running. I don't know. I just really like it.
Right.
Enjoy it.
What?
Running.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing, man.
Plus, gets Boone a workout.
Right.
You know, Boone can't jump rope.
No, we don't. Well, I mean, you train him, right?
He just sits there and looks at me like, what are you doing? And then he gets close, and I've smacked him with the rope a couple times.
Get your ass out of the way,
Boone. That's never good.
Yeah, get your ass out of the way, Boone.
Yeah, you don't want any of that. All right, you want to pick some games?
All right.
Last week, Andy, Randy, and Bo all go 2-2, 1-3 for me.
Ha!
Randy's still way out in front. It really just an outstanding year. 44-28-3. Bo and myself for 36-36 right there at 500. And Andy has climbed back just one game below 500, 35-37.
Come on. Three
or two games below.
But, you know. 3-1 this week.
Oh, man. Okay. Tonight's game, I'm gonna go Oregon plus 3.5. It's hard to beat a team two times in one. If anybody can, I think this Indiana team can, but I'm still gonna go Oregon plus 3.5. Give me the Panthers.
Shame on you.
Give me the Panthers plus 10.5 versus the Rams. You. New England minus 3 versus the Chargers, and Houston minus 3 versus the Steelers.
I'm picking Indiana against Oregon. I would pick Campbell High School against Oregon.
Yes.
Since we're talking about Smyrna. Yeah. Hope Oregon gets absolutely destroyed and their fans have a terrible time here in Atlanta. I got the Rams minus 10.5. I think they're going to beat the hell out of the Panthers. Jags plus 1.5. You're getting points at home and they're a better team. And the Texans minus 3.
I'm also going to take Indiana. Supposed to be a snowstorm in Chicago. So give me the team with the best running back and the best rush defense. That's going to be the Packers. Give me the Bills. Look, man, I got to go with Josh Allen until Josh Allen gets beat, which may happen this weekend. But give me the Bills minus 1.5. Give me the Pats minus 3.5 versus the Chargers.
I will take Indiana 3.5 as well.
Abe's alma mater, by the way.
Yes.
No Indiana gear today.
No. He's never worn it.
Do you have any?
Yes.
He's never worn it.
Of all the days.
Never worn it.
All right.
Texans, I'm with you guys on Texans against the Steelers there, 3. Patriots minus 3.5 against the Chargers. I don't know. I don't love any other picks. I don't love this one, but I'll take the 49ers to go across country and beat the, not necessarily beat the Eagles, but play them close. 4.5. They're plus 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to spend a minute on Damon Williams announcing that he's going to return to Washington?
Let me hear what you got to say.
I mean, I don't. Not much to say about it other than I will be interested to read about how he gets the trust back of his teammates after that. But I mean, if he can, fine. I would love to know exactly what all happened. Mm-hmm. Like, how did he get such bad advice? And then how also did they convince him to not go? And I'm also, my main thought is just like, I'm really glad that I'm not a social media crazy person, because I know a lot of people that said a lot of really mean stuff about Damon Williams on Twitter that are diehard Husky fans, and he's going to be the starting quarterback of the team next year, so you're going to root for him.
Yes.
Who are walking a lot of stuff back today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I always talk about, that aspect of this new sports fan crazy-assness that can say anything. But yet you could type it and put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, you said some crazy stuff about him. I don't say you said anything crazy.
Well, but here's what I said.
You called him a name.
Well, I said he might be, and here's why. I said because he made the announcement that he was leaving in the midst of a memorial service for a Washington Huskies soccer player, women's soccer player, that had died of cancer last year. Mm-hmm. And everyone on the football team and the coaching staff was there. Mm-hmm. So if he knew that that's what was happening, then that would make him that worried.
Oh, okay.
He said in his statement that he didn't know that. Right. It was an honest mistake. He apologized. Right. He never would do something like that, which I assumed all along also. Like, I wouldn't think that you would do that. So it turns out that he's not one.
Yeah, but
I can take it back.
Locker room is a forgiving place. The first day of we have winter workouts or whatever, he'll get up there, he'll talk to his guys and everything like that. I'm sorry, I'm selfish, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll go on about their business, man. They'll go right on about their business. But, yeah, as far as that right there, I mean, I don't expect anything less from people sometimes that do that.
Exactly. You know, that's where I'm at with all of
this. Because at the end of the day, it's a freaking game. And
yes, that too.
It's a freaking game.
That too. Like, look, you don't know these guys. You like them because they play for your team.
Exactly.
You don't like them because they play for the other team. Right. So trying to make it anything other than that is ridiculous. But then also in this era of things like this, it doesn't surprise me. Like,
Nothing
when I read that, I was like, oh,
Nothing
all right.
Else.
Somebody was going to do that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And other people had. Like, Georgia is suing Damon Wilson actively currently because of a similar situation.
Right.
Like, a little bit different maybe because it's a quarterback or whatever, but like...
No, it's different because it's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the amount of money.
Good.
And he had announced Friday that he was staying. But like, this is a week. Like, last Friday, I got the tweet that he was staying. I was like, oh, cool.
But it, to me...
And then Tuesday, he was leaving.
To me, it just
and then here
like,
we are on Friday
That's
again.
One of the things where, you know, That the dirty part about it is the guy who supposedly is involved with him doing that.
Yeah.
It's not his agent. Right. It's this. The amount of these kids and these parents that are getting taken advantage by people like him, those guys.
Yep.
It's just insane to me.
It's a great opportunity for people that do that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you're kind of a scumbag.
Yes.
And you feed on whether, you know, people that just don't know all the details and ins and outs of what's going on.
Yep.
A swindler.
Yep.
It's a great opportunity for them. A lot of people are taking advice from people they don't need to be taking advice from. And I think that's an example of this as well. But my main thought was, dang, he was pretty good and was going to be the starting quarterback for Washington next year.
Yeah.
That sucks. But now he is going to be the starting quarterback for Washington next year, and he's pretty good. So
he's really good.
That's
actually
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's again.
I'm happy that he's back.
Yeah, that was my question. It's, you forgive him?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. what is, you know what I mean? Like,
you forgive him?
Me? Do I forgive him? I mean, forgive.
Forgive for what?
For what?
Yeah.
Like,
forgive
he didn't do anything to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, any forgiveness needs to come out of the football building.
Yeah, like his teammates can forgive him and his coach can forgive him and all that. I don't think it's my place to forgive him.
Oh, justice.
But you know what, Randy? Forgive and you will be forgiven. Yeah,
justice.
We have to be forgiving people.
Justice is going to enter the portal.
Go play with DeMon.
Yeah, go to Washington.
Go to Washington.
Go to Washington.
We'll gladly take Justice Ames.
Come back where you were supposed to go.
Or go to Georgia. Yeah. Come back home.
Come back where you're supposed to
go. All right. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Come on home.
Andy.
Randy.
All right, guys. Who ended this season, NFL season, as the league's leading rusher?
Randy. Bijan.
That is incorrect.
Jonathan Taylor.
Also incorrect.
It's James Cook then, right? It's
Cook. James Cook.
Ah, we just talked about him earlier.
I know. I thought you ruined the question, I thought it was John. As of Tuesday night, so not counting any of the stats from the Hawks game against New Orleans, Jalen Johnson led the team in points per game. Who's second?
Randy. No.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. Nikhil Alexander Walker is second in points per game. Which player has 22 career postseason touchdowns? It's the current record, one more than the 21 that Emmitt Smith scored. Randy. This is not an active player. Andy first.
Gronk?
Incorrect. Randy.
Was it Jerry?
Jerry Rice. Yeah. That's right. Randy out to a 2-0 lead. Kind of along the same lines here. Tom Brady had 88 career passing touchdowns in the postseason. The next closest is an active quarterback with 46.
Randy. Aaron Rodgers.
That is incorrect.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Huh.
The correct answer has 46. Rodgers has 45.
Oh, okay, so he could pass it.
I had to get the question out this week.
45.
46? Active quarterback is not Aaron Rodgers? I had a guy.
Active in the league, not necessarily active in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it Joe Flacco?
Is that your answer? That's incorrect.
Yeah. Oh.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, God. Okay. Duh.
Yes.
Come on.
Of the four quarterbacks who were playing in the college football semifinals, who had the most passing yards in the regular season?
Andy. Fernando Mendoza.
Incorrect.
Was it Trinidad?
Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay. Damn it.
Didn't play as much as the other guys, but
yeah, he missed the first
right
couple games.
Yeah.
Not even the starter.
Randy
man,
out
better,
to a
he better freaking lead, man.
Randy out to a 3-0 lead. Andy, you have to run off a couple here. Correctly give me in order the teams holding the first five picks of the 2026 NFL draft.
I don't know.
Randy. In order?
In order. 1 through 5.
Obviously the Raiders.
That's one.
The Jets.
Two.
The Titans.
That is incorrect.
Okay, Andy.
Andy.
Raiders, Jets.
That's two.
Giants.
They are five. Titans were four. The next in line would have been the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Yeah, they lost a lot of games.
Yeah. This is so irrelevant.
Randy is going to win this one, but we got one more question. Who was the last Falcons head coach to have a winning record with the franchise?
Dan Quinn.
To avoid the shutout, it is Dan Quinn. Yeah. Randy is your Friday victor.
Damn. Talking on a Friday. But, dude, they are – I always forget anything about the Arizona Cardinals for whatever reason. Their franchise always, like whatever.
They don't have any moments.
Yeah, I'm like
– I mean, they almost won a Super Bowl with Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald. But other than that, like, who's the greatest Cardinal – Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Outside of Larry Fitzgerald, who's the greatest Cardinal ever?
Dan – oh, God. Why am I blanking on his last name? Big-time offensive lineman. Old school.
Oh, God.
Well, I would have just said Carson Palmer.
No. Kurt Warner's more than –
Kurt Warner,
Kurt Warner over Carson Palmer. God almighty. Why is his name slipping my mind?
Anquan Boldin was pretty good there.
Really good.
But that was brief.
Yeah.
David Boston was a badass when he played for the Cardinals.
Was he?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Not a David Boston guy?
Oh, no, I mean.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more,
I just tell you, dude. I have nothing against David. He was a great teammate. He was a weird dude. But no, he was cool.
He was good for the Cardinals. I just remember that.
He was cool. He was cool.
Emmitt Smith broke the rushing record when he played for the Cardinals. That was odd.
He had broke it with the Cowboys.
Well, didn't he have some run with it the touchdown record or something
like that? It was awful for him to.
He played for the Cardinals, which was weird. He didn't set a record when he was there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right. We'll come back. Final hour of the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.